Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of the Build Muscle and Burn Fat podcast. Today I want to start off a little bit differently. I would love to see if I could get some more Apple podcast reviews on the channel. And I know I'm getting roughly around 50 to 100 listens per episode, but if I only got 7 actual reviews, so if you could help me out with that, just take the time to log into your Apple ID, give me a 4 or 5 star review, or whatever you think is actually worthwhile, and that would mean the world to me. Now let's get straight into the podcast. So I had a few people ask me about this one question, and it happens to be very common, if I'm being honest, and I've already done an episode on it before, but I feel like this one here is going to be a little bit more in-depth and probably more relatable to what you guys can see on a day-to-day. So just to give you a bit of a backstory, when I train people, I do tell them to at least try and monitor their weight 3 times per week by jumping on the scales and seeing what happens with the body weight. Now, obviously with the big context as well on top of that, I only tell this to people who are comfortable weighing themselves and using that as a raw piece of data. If you're listening to this and you get quite anxious jumping onto the scales and you can't happen to remove that emotional part of the number on the scales versus your value as well, I don't recommend that you do this too often or at all. Let your coach actually handle this for you and see what they can do to track your progress beyond the scales, because we know that the scales aren't the only way to do this. So I think that's useful for everyone out there to understand. But the next part is, what happens when we don't see the scales move or they keep fluctuating up and down? You can't really tell what's happening. Now this will happen to anyone, no matter what's going to happen. And 1 in 10 people may see a downward trend every single time that they jump on the scales. It doesn't happen very often, and today that's what we're going to break down. Why does your actual weight on the scales change? And what can we do to remedy this and look in other aspects? So first of all, the lady who asked me this was, I already gave it up to you actually, so sorry about that. It was a lady. So let's get this out of the way. The first thing is, for ladies out there, depending on where you are in your menstrual cycle, this is going to affect how your weight is going to be. Now, I always ask people closer to their day of their period to after as well, how their weight tends to fluctuate. Some ladies out there don't realize that their weight fluctuates, and some people don't get them at all. Some people will find that their weight increases afterwards versus before. So this is why for anyone who's a male out there or a male coach as well, this is something that I had to learn from discussing and having that open floor discussion. And I like to say, first of all, thank you to pretty much every single female coach or every single female client that I've had who's been able to take me, well, as a curious person to learn more about this. And that's the only way that I could become a better coach. So without you guys out there, I wouldn't be the coach that I am now. So that's always a good discussion to have. And also with the ladies out there, understanding that certain parts of your period and your menstrual cycle, you're going to be craving more food. And this is a very natural part of the actual process. Because if you think about it, just before when your egg releases, this is when your body is now telling you it's time to rest, because naturally your body is getting prepared for being pregnant. So this is when you start to rest more, you have less energy, you might find yourself eating more food, pretty normal. And one of the most common sources of food that people want to have, or ladies want to have, is going to be simple carbohydrates and sugars. Hence why a lot of people say they crave candy, sugar, lollies, and chocolate. So along with that, this is going to bring us to point number 2. This is for everyone now. The amount of carbohydrates that you have will also fluctuate your weight. The fluctuations in your weight here are going to be dependent on how much carbohydrates you have and how much water you drink as well. So for every carbohydrate that you hold, you tend to hold a little bit more water. Of all of the actual macronutrients that you have, from fat, proteins, and carbs, carbs is the one that actually retains the most amount of water. Now, I could give you a great amount of detail about this, but I don't think it really serves and benefits you as well. So when you have more carbohydrates, you're holding to more water, and this is what we call water weight. Now, should we be worried about this? Honestly, no. Water weight's not something you should be worried about, because you need water. And if I did tell you that you should be worried about it, I need to give you a little bit more context. But if you are worried about it in the sense that, oh, and that means I need to drink less water, well, that's not going to benefit you much. Water is actually required to metabolize fats as well as energy, so you actually have more output to actually do the jobs that you want to do and know, kind of live your life. That's going to be more useful to you. So knowing how many carbohydrates you have in a day, we take it into consideration. I don't purposely cut carbohydrates just so that a person can start to cut water weight. That seems, well, kind of stupid if I'm being honest. We did used to do this in combat-based sports like powerlifting as well as, well, that's not really combat-based, but in sports where you had body weights and dumped something that you had to meet. So that was like powerlifting, weightlifting, to a certain extent bodybuilding, as well as people who are doing things like Muay Thai, mixed martial arts. But if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably not doing those. And if you are, you have a different consideration to take into, or another factor to take into consideration, should I say. So we covered, first of all, menstrual cycles. So ladies out there, you're going to find that you're going to bloat, you're going to retain more water, then you're going to eat more food, which leads to more simple carbohydrates because your body is now getting prepared for pregnancy. The second one that you're going to see is that because you eat more carbohydrates, and now this is for both males and females, because you eat more carbohydrates hold into more water. They're going to hold water and now your weight's going to go up, but you shouldn't be afraid to eat carbohydrates. And if you're following a program or at least some sort of guided nutritional plan, this is all taken into consideration, and which is why for myself as a coach, I tell people to take their body weights across at least 3 times per week. Take their body weight at least three times per week. Take a photo at least once per week. And on top of that, they need to track their training. And if you're consistent with those things, you're going to see something happen. You're either going to get stronger, you're either going to see your body weight go down, or you're going to see the fact that your body weight went up, but your measurements went down. Pretty good, right? The last one that I've got for you guys out there. This is the last one that will be useful for you to understand as well. It's going to be your salt intake. Salt, like carbohydrates, is what we call, I think it's called hydrophilic. Double check that. Hydrophilic, if I'm correct, means that it will hold on to water. So if you have more salts, which is great when you have more carbohydrates, and you've got the triple prong if you're a lady who's also close to your period, guess what? Your weight's going to fluctuate. And it can fluctuate up to about 4 kilos. So let me tell you a bit of a story with myself. So for those of you who don't know, who maybe haven't seen me because you're listening to me, I have a background of, you know, Singaporean, basically. And when you go to Singapore, everything is carbohydrate. There's some protein out there, but there's a lot of salt too. So one of the things that I tend to see with my body weight when I go to Asian countries, especially Singapore, at least once a year pre-COVID, we see my body weight go from at least 82 kilos when I start to mid-holiday, I'll be up as high as 86 kilos. And it was happening last year in my November trip. Even though I was training, even though I was drinking more water because it was so humid over there. And for those of you out there, I don't really drink that much water. I try to get at least 2 liters in. I try not to shoot myself in the foot there. And then on top of that, I was eating a lot more carbohydrate and salt. So it went up to as high as 86 kilos, even though I was consistent with training and walking. Now, was I worried? No. And this is something I want to teach to you guys, because I was so confident in my habits that when I returned back home, I was still training, I was still walking, and I was able to get back into eating what I did when I went home. Best part is because I can't buy Singaporean food in Australia without it costing my mortgage. So that's one of the biggest things that we always try and do as coaches, is teaching people about these habits. First of all, are you understanding that when you're on holiday, these are considered either imperfect or perfect conditions, depending on how you see it? And side note, for people out there who goes, I love going on holidays because I can just train when I want to, and I sleep when I want to, I'll eat what I want to. Yeah, you may be able to do really well on a holiday, but how often do you go on a holiday per year? Maybe 2 weeks? That's the easy stuff. That's perfect conditions. You're literally waiting for the perfect conditions before you can even take action. It's not about that. That's too easy. You need to make sure you can get shit done when it's, you know, your life and you're living it, the other 50 weeks of the year. And I'm not saying this in a hustle mentality, because we're not athletes here. But when you're living your life, investing in your health is 50 weeks of the year, then you've got 2 or 3 weeks of the year where you can start to let loose a little bit. And that's what we want, people to enjoy their lives. So that was a bit of a segue leading back into why your body weight fluctuates. Depends on the season of the year. It depends if you are training because you are trying to reduce weight and you're actually in a fat loss phase. It depends if you're going to be in a gaining phase and you're going to see that fluctuate once again. It depends if you have a very busy part of your year, say with uni assignments and exams, or busy part with projects at work because it needs to be due and you have deadlines. So your weight may fluctuate because of those. So what I tell people out there is make sure you start to measure other things. And if there's one thing that I want you to always measure, no matter where you are in your life or in your season, that's always going to work, and it's going to measure how strong you can get or how strong you can maintain. Because if you're in a fat loss phase, you're not in the ideal conditions to get stronger. But if you can maintain that strength, even though you've lost a few kilos or you've reduced 1 or 2 kilos on your lifting, as opposed to 5 or 10 kilos on your lifting, you're doing pretty well. But if you are lifting the same amount of weight, even in a fat loss phase and trying to lose fat, and you've lifted 5 kilos on your bicep curls or 5 kilos on your lunges per leg, and you still can't progress it to 6 kilos, at least 7 kilos and 8 kilos in 3 months' time, then you might have something else to be worried about. Start thinking about how you can get stronger as well. Now, of course, if you need help, that's the hard part. Reach out. DM me on Instagram. I'll be happy to answer a few questions, and maybe you're lucky enough where I can choose your question to answer on a podcast like I did here today. So thank you once again, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. And all I can say right now is if you want to be able to jump in on one of our 6-week boot camps, this is not based on body weight loss or anything. This is about learning. This is about habits. This is about being with like-minded people. Let me know. Now, at the moment, this is only for females. I apologize, guys. There's just a lot more demand for ladies at the moment. But for the ladies out there, this is going to go for $7. But this is for a limited time only. I'm going to put the link in the description box below. Make sure you put it in, but I can only put it up for a certain amount of time. I want to fill out those spots and see what happens. And I would love to be able to just be able to help people out there start to break those fad diets. So if you're interested, for $7, jump on the Momentum Hourglass program for 6 weeks. And I'm going to be monitoring that for the whole 6 weeks, making sure I answer every single question. No one goes unnoticed if you're in that group and you're active. So take care, everyone. Hope you enjoyed this episode. For everyone else out there, tune in for the next one and keep building momentum. Take care.